Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We are currently doing the chapters with regards to those things that are prohibited as far as the tongue is concerned. So we did the prohibition of ghiba, then we did the prohibition of carrying tales, and last we did now recently person just relating whatever he hears, he just relates and he just narrates. So all this is impermissible. However, there were some exceptional situations that we covered and we spoke about. So, and then we spoke also about the prohibition of speaking lies and the harms of speaking lies. So today we start a new chapter. Babu Bayani Ghaladhi Tahreemi Shahadati Zur. The chapter on the severe prohibition of giving false testimony. Another prohibition, another problem as far as the tongue is concerned, is a person uses this to testify incorrectly on behalf of someone. Now, why is this such a serious thing in Shariat? Is because we are actually defeating the system of justice. Justice is there, a person has done wrong, and a person shouldn't be absolved of that wrong, otherwise this injustice will spread in society. But what we do is now, or someone does, is they go and they testify in favor of the criminal. And now the criminal is set scot-free. Why? Because of someone's incorrect testification. What will happen to a society like that? You'll find there'll be a society of criminals that are roaming free. And we can see it in the society that we live in today. Everything is bought off. Nearly every department, everywhere you go, there's some level of corruption that takes place. Then there's nothing left of the justice system. So therefore, Shariat dislikes this. It's a severe or a serious crime that a person is testifying incorrectly, speaking lies to try and save someone from some wrong, or sometimes to implicate someone incorrectly. Person speaks out against him, or he gives testimony against someone. So one is to save a criminal, and the other is to get an innocent person locked up, or to get an innocent person into some type of problem. A person testifies incorrectly. This also falls under false testification. So some ayat of the Quran, فَاجْتَنِبُ الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. In Surah Hajj, Allah Ta'ala says, abstain from the impurity of idols. This idol itself got an impurity. What? Internal impurity, impurity of shirk. Abstain from it and abstain from false talk, false speech. In other words, whatever speech that is false, giving testimony, speaking lies, etc. Stay away from this. Here specifically, قَوْلَ الزُّورِ, where a person is speaking or giving false, wrong testification. In Surah Hajj, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَاجْتَنِبُوا قُولَ الزُّورِ. Stay away from false talk, false speech, that lies that a person would speak. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, do not pursue what you have no knowledge of. One of the things that happen in Surah Isra, this is mentioned, one of the things that happens when a person gives false testification, he doesn't know the reality. Very often he doesn't know the reality, or he may know the reality and the person, just as we explained, wants to either implicate someone or save someone. So here this ayat is saying that if you don't know the reality, don't even speak. Don't, because this is your friend, you got some relationship with the person, or you're expecting some benefits from the person, therefore you are testifying in the person's favor. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Don't pursue what you have no knowledge of. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. In Surah Qaf, Allah Ta'ala says, when any word escapes, this Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has brought in few chapters, showing us how important to keep this ayat of the Quran in mind. In Surah Qaf, Allah Ta'ala says, when any word escapes him, there is a guard ready by him. There is a guard ready there to take that word. Don't ever think that word is just gone into false, or is just gone into thin air. There's nobody to receive it. There's a guard, there's an angel that is there, that is recording what you say. So that false speech also, or that false testimony that you're giving, that also is getting recorded. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. In Surah Fajr, Allah Ta'ala says, verily your Allah is ever vigilant. You might think that you got away, your friend got away, or you put somebody into trouble, you got somebody locked up and you feel good about it. Unfortunately, this now has become a reality. Sometimes you hear of cases where people, because they got some type of personal grudge or because of some personal reasons, they get a thrill of getting somebody locked up. And we just want to get this person locked up, teach him a lesson. And it's not our job. A Muslim doesn't get his Muslim brother in trouble, doesn't want to show him and teach him a lesson by using the kuffar law, unnecessarily to use all these things are not correct. Person should always think that what does Shariat expect of me? What does Shariat allow me to do? What are my, in Shariat, what are my rights and what are my obligations? Always keep that in mind, because this is what a person will face on the day of Qiyamah. Did you fulfill the rights of people? And one of the reasons ulama give why false testification is so serious is because it doesn't only regard, or it does not only relate to the person that is doing it, it has effect on other people also, and it has an effect on the society as a whole when you give false testification. So therefore it's such a serious thing. Inshallah, tomorrow when we do the hadith, one hadith under the section, we'll realize under what category Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought this false testification. One more ayat of the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ in Surah Furqan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining those qualities of the believers, and then Allah ta'ala praises them by saying, and those who do not give false testimony. Those who do not give false testimony, Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of being very honest. A true Muslim, a true honest Muslim, is even if he have to speak against his own self, even if he have to go against himself for the sake of haqq, for the sake of truth, I'm ready. I have to go against myself. I did something wrong. And there you find in the various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll give a few examples tomorrow. Person will commit zina and he'll come up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Confess against himself. He'll prove or he'll convince Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa against his own self. Forget about speaking lies against someone else to such an extent that knowing that he will be stoned to death, he will be killed for what he's saying, but still, haqq must prevail even if it is against myself. A woman also comes up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pregnant woman also, and comes and confesses that this is what my condition is. After she gives birth, again she comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, continue feeding or breastfeeding this child. Child also has a right in Shariat. So after that she comes back again to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, confessing against who? Against herself, knowing that she will be killed. But this is what you call when a man or a person is standing for haqq, standing for justice, forget speaking out against someone else. Even if I have to speak the truth against myself, I'm ready for this. This is what a true believer is. All the time he wants to speak the truth, irrespective of what the outcome is he's considering. When I say irrespective of what the outcome is, even if it means that I'm to go against myself in favor of my brother, then also I'm ready. Because this is what Shariat wants and this is what Islam wants. It's not all about me and myself. It's what about the truth and what is right should prevail. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.